From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military is now reporting that two American Marines, not four, were killed in southern Afghanistan today. More than 100 U.S. service members have been killed in that country this year. Earlier this month, coalition forces involving thousands of American troops launched a massive offensive against the Taliban in Helmand Province. The U.S. casualties come on the heels of significant losses by the British military in Afghanistan. Britain has lost 15 soldiers in the last 10 days, putting the death toll up to 184 in Afghanistan. That's more than the number of British forces killed in Iraq since 2003. With the latest casualties, Prime Minister Gordon Brown's government is now under more public pressure to get out of Afghanistan. Larry Miller has more from London.
The sight of hearses carrying the flag-draped coffins of fallen soldiers has become uncomfortably familiar in Britain, along with the thousands of people lining city streets watching in silence. Cracks in the common front agreed by the main political parties are beginning to show. The Liberal Democrats' leader is not alone in alleging the government has not provided forces with sufficient equipment and helicopters that could help stem the losses. A former Conservative defense secretary echoed that, adding that the UK never committed enough troops to do the job. Prime Minister Brown refutes the allegations and has gone on the offensive, insisting the war will be won and warning unless the Taliban are defeated in Afghanistan, there will be terrorist attacks on British cities. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is back in the U.S. after completing his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa since taking office. He confronts continuing economic problems at home and will continue to push for an overhaul of the healthcare system. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
On his trip, Mr. Obama exhorted African leaders to build democratic societies and eliminate corruption. He chose Ghana as the African nation to visit, praising it for its five consecutive democratic elections. Back in the U.S., the president faces some mounting unease over the effectiveness of his economic stimulus plan. Unemployment remains stubbornly high. Republicans say the plan is too expensive and is not working, while some economists say it hasn't been large enough. But Mr. Obama writes in a Washington Post op-ed that the stimulus plan is stopping the economy's free fall and needs more time to work. The sluggish economy is complicating White House efforts to move health care overhaul through Congress. Many legislators say they're wary of new health care obligations that would add to the nation's debt. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Senate confirmation hearings begin tomorrow on Sonia Sotomayor's Supreme Court nomination. She is poised to become the first Latina justice to serve on the bench. From Washington, this is NPR News. The curfew imposed in Honduras after a coup d'etat 2 weeks ago has been lifted. In a national broadcast today, the interim government said it had succeeded in restoring calm. Pro- and anti-government protests broke out after President Manuel Zelaya was ousted. Hoping to curb the unrest, the interim government in Honduras imposed an 11 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew. Zelaya, who critics accuse of corruption, has been trying to return home with the help of other Latin American leaders and the U.S. NASA has cleared Space Shuttle Endeavour for liftoff tonight. Technicians examined wiring on the spacecraft to make sure there was no damage from lightning strikes near the launch pad this weekend. Mission managers say the vehicle looks fine, and the blastoff is now set for 7:13 p.m. Eastern Time. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has details.
The weather looks better for tonight's launch try, with only a 40% chance of another postponement. Once Space Shuttle Endeavour makes it to Earth orbit, the seven astronauts will catch up to the International Space Station and dock with the outpost. Along with the shuttle crew, there are six people already aboard the station for a total of 13. Endeavour Commander Mark Polansky says that could lead to some confusion.
One of the problems can be that everybody wants to help. We're all type A people and we want to get the job done. And with the old adage of too many cooks, you could have too many folks trying to help out and you actually do less with more.
The primary cargo on the shuttle is the last part of Japan's Kibo laboratory. Five spacewalks are planned for the mission. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong remain in third place after the final day of riding in the Pyrenees. The three-week tour has its first rest day tomorrow. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.